Okay, let's get cracking. Today we are continuing in the fifth parak of Maseches Beitza. Today we are learning Parak Hey, Mishnah Hey, and Parak Hey, Mishnah Vav. We continue learning the halachos of Tchum Shabbos. It says the Mishnah Hagacheles Kiragle Habaylim, that a burning coal has the Tchum of its owner, which again is similar to what we said in the previous Mishnah, that anything that is a possession goes in accordance with the Tchum of its owner. However, the Chiddush is Vishal Heves B'chol Makom, but a flame may be moved anywhere. That since a flame is not a tangible, physical object, it is not subject to the halachas of Tchum at all. Therefore, if someone took a flame by lighting a candle from another person's flame, the candle is not limited to the Tchum of the flame's original owner. Continuing now, as the Mishnah mentions another halacha that distinguishes between a coal and a flame, but this is going to be concerning the prohibition of mi'ila, which means using hekdesh, property that belongs to the Beis HaMikdash, for personal, private purposes. Says the Mishnah, gachela shel hekdesh mo'alin ba, one who uses a burning coal of hekdesh for his own purposes committed the iser de'araisa of Mi'ila, and a person who commits Mi'ila has to pay the Beis HaMikdash, the monetary value of the benefit that he gained, plus an additional knas, an additional fine, one quarter of what he took as a fine that he must bring, and he also has to bring a karban asham as well, referred to as asham mi'ilos, but says the Mishnah, v'shalevus lo nanin v'lo mo'alin. However, that's only when it comes to a burning coal. When it comes to the flame that belongs to hekdesh, one may not benefit from it, but if he does, he doesn't commit the biblical prohibition, the iser mid'araisa of mi'ila, since again, a flame is not a tangible object. Another difference between a coal and a flame, says the Mishnah, Hamotzi gacheles l'rishos harabim chaya, that a person who moves a burning coal into a rishos harab, a public area on Shabbos, has done the melacha of hotza, of carrying on a deraisa level. Again, a coal is a tangible object. Vishal haves patr, but if a person moves only a flame, let's say he fanned a flame that was in a private rishus, in a rishus hayachid, making it move into a public rishus, a rishus harabim, as the Bartender points out, that, says the Mishnah, Vishal haves patr, one who does that would be exempt. He's not moved a tangible object, like a flame's not tangible, whereas a burning coal would be tangible. Mishnah is now going to conclude by discussing the tchum of water that was taken from a well on Yom Tov. Says the Mishnah, Bor shal yachid keragli hayachid, water that was taken from a well owned by an individual has the tchum of that person who owned the well. Bishal anshe osa ha'ir keragli anshe osa ha'ir, and water from a well that is jointly owned by all the people of the town has the same tchum as all the people of the town. As we learned in Perek Hey Mishnah Gimel, the tchum for the people in a town extends 2,000 amos from the borders of the town. And the Mishnah concludes, Vishel Ole Bavel Keragli Amimale, and a water from a public well that was dug by the people that were traveling from Bavel. As the Bartender points out in Maseches Nedarim, there were wells that were dug near the roads to provide water for the people traveling from Bavel to the Beis HaMikdash for the Shalosh Regal and Pesach, Shavuos and Sukkot. Those were again in the public area. So the Mishnah is teaching us that these public wells that were dug by them has the tchum of the one who draws the water. This type of well is considered ownerless. Therefore, because it's hefker, water drawn from it assumes the tchum of the person who drew it, and therefore acquired that water. Continuing now with Perek Hey, Mishnah Vav, and the final two Mishnayos in Maseches Beitza are going to discuss other applications of the halacha that objects may not be taken out of the tchum of their owner. Says the Mishnah, Misha Yeperosa Biracheres, if a person has fruits in a different town that is more than 2,000 amos away from him, the Erevu b'nei Osa ha'ir lahavi etzlo miperosov, and the people of that town made an Erev Tchumen to allow themselves to bring some of his produce, to bring them to him, says the Mishnah, lo yavilo, they're not allowed to bring it to him, since the objects are confined to the Tchum of their owner, and this produce was outside its owner's Tchum before Shabbos, it's not allowed to be brought to him. However, v'im eirav hu peirosav kamohu. However, if the owner made an eirav so that his tchum extends to his produce, then his produce is treated like himself, meaning to say that produce may be taken anywhere within the new tchum. In this case, then the people of the town would be allowed to bring it to him. Quick review, Perek Hey, Mishnah Hey, Torahs. a few distinctions between a burning coal and a flame. The first distinction was that a burning coal has the tchum of its owner, but a flame can be moved anywhere because a flame is not a tangible object. The second application of this halacha, of this distinction, is when it comes to me'ila, that if you use the burning coal of Hekdash of the Beis HaMikdash, then you've committed the isser of me'ila, of misappropriating, of misusing items belonging to the Beis HaMikdash. However, if you use a flame belonging to the Beis HaMikdash, a flame is again not a tangible object, and therefore you did was wrong, it was asr mid-derabban, rabbinically, but it wasn't the isser of me'ila on a deraisa level. The third and final application was the person who moves a burning coal into a rishus harabim on Shabbos would have done hotzah, the malacha of carrying on a deraisa level. But again, some fanning a flame, moving a flame, from a rishus harabim to a rishus hayachid would not be usher on a deraisa level, it would be putter aval usher, you shouldn't do it, but only on a rabbinic level. And the Mishnah concluded by discussing the halacha of a water taken from a well. So the Mishnah told us, number one, water taken from a well owned by a private person has the tchum of that person. Water taken from a well jointly owned by all the people of a town would have 2,000 amos beyond that town, just like everyone in the town. And water that was from a public well dug by travelers from Bavel has the tchum of the person who draw the water, meaning to say it's hefker, and therefore, because it's hefker, the person that acquires it, the ownerless water, now it's going to acquire the tchum of that person. And then Parakei Mishnah Vav taught us that if a person has fruits in a different town that is more than 2,000 amas away from him, and the people of that town made an eid of tchum to allow themselves to bring him some of the produce, they may not do it because objects, again, are confined to the tchum of their owner, and this produce was outside of his tchum. However, if he were to make an eid of tchum to allow him to extend to the produce and to go to the fruits, then the produce would be treated like himself, and the produce would be allowed to be taken anywhere within his tchum, including they may be brought to him. Have a great day.